Everybody shout every week.
Every week.
The Bible says some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. If we don't plant, if we don't water, God cannot give the increase. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Everybody shout, I will do
my part.
Every week,
I will invite
at least one
to church
every week. Because if you plant and you water, then God will give the increase. If you don't plant, if you don't invite, if you don't water, if you don't go by and pick them up, God cannot give the increase. But if you do your part, God will do his part. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 5, begin reading at verse number 1. Verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain. Everybody shout up. The Bible did not say he went down. The Bible says he went up. Everybody shout up. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Now, if he was on top of the mountain and he was set and disciples came unto him, they also had to climb the mountain. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God did not call you to sit at the bottom of the mountain. God did not call you to pitch in the towel. God did not call you to be a que sera, whatever it will be Christian. God called you to be a Holy Ghost Rambo. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He did not call you to come in here and set on your blessed assurance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
God called you to destroy the works of the devil. He called you to be a soul winner. He called you to plant and water. And then he says, I will give the increase. Everybody shout plant and water. Look at somebody and say, invite at least one. Every week.
Every week.
Then it says in verse number 2, and when he opened his mouth and taught them, he opened his mouth and what? Taught them. Another translation says, when Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a mountain. Everybody shout climber.
Climber.
Come on, shout climber.
Climber.
Those that were committed climbed with him. They had to climb or they would not have been on top of the mountain to come and hear him teach. Can you say amen? Everybody shout, I am a climber. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not a camper. I'm not a quitter. I am a minister. A soul winner. A climber. In Jesus' name. And it says, those that were committed climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. Who do you sit down and teach, Sister Susan? His climbing companions. Who? His climbing companions. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the anointing that I sense so very strong here today. For the next 20, 25 minutes, turn me into another man, that every word that I deliver will fall on fertile soil. That we will not sit here till we die on our blessed assurance. But God, you have called us to go beyond the four walls. You have called us to be the Aaron in the herd that will stand with Pastor Rocky today and hold his arms up to plant, to water, that God, you will give the increase. And God, I pray 100% participation today, 100% of those that will enlist in the army of God and say, yes, I will invite one every week. Yes, I will plant every week. Yes, I will water every week. And we call it done in the name of the Lord. And everybody shout, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated today, campers, quitters, and climbers. That's the three parts of the message today, campers, quitters, and climbers. It shows in church growth statistics that 20% of the church tithe. 20% of the church are involved. 20% of those that attend every Sunday are engaged in the church, are soul winners, those that invite people to church. But statistics show that 80% of those that do not tithe, 80% of those that come, they blow in, blow up, blow out, but they don't want to be a part of what God's doing. But I'm believing here at Calvary New Life Church, we're going to turn the record on the devil. Can you say amen? We're going to turn the statistics on the enemy that we'll see 100% tithers in this church. Everybody shout, I am a tither. Come on, shout, I'm not a taker. I'm not a tipper. I am a tither. And I'm praying 100% will be involved in ministry. It doesn't take much to invite somebody to church every Sunday. Every week when you're out eating, you run into hundreds of people every week. Hundreds of people come across your path, your waiter, your waitress, your bank teller, the one that bags your groceries, your doctor, your dentist, those in your office. And all we've got to do is plant and water. We don't have to take our Bible, our 4-foot by 8-foot Bible, and beat somebody over the head and say, you old wretched sinner, you're going to die and go to hell. No, the only Jesus they're going to see is the Jesus that lives in you. Can you say amen? A little friendly gesture to invite them to the greatest church in America, Calvary New Life Fellowship. A little invitation to invite them to hear one of the greatest teachers in all the world, Pastor Rocky. With a name like Rocky, they ought to come. Can you say amen? Everybody shout, go Pastor Rocky. God did not call us to just cruise in here and get our miracle and cruise out of here again. He didn't call you just to cruise in here and hear powerful teaching every Sunday and sit on your blessed assurance and go back out and not invite somebody to come hear the gospel. Can you say amen? I'm not talking about trying to lead them through the sinner's prayer and trying to beat them over the head with some Bible. I'm talking about a friendly gesture. I'm talking about a little friendly invitation that every week, everybody shout every week. Everybody shout every week. That you make a little invitation, that you say, hey, I'd like for you to come to our church. We're one of the greatest churches in America with the greatest Bible teacher that you've ever heard. His name is Pastor Rocky, and you got to come and meet the real Rocky. Can you say amen? Everybody shout amen. Amen. But God wants 100% participating. God wants 100% tithing. If you don't pay your tithe, God will take it out of your. I can't hear you. Out of your what? Look at somebody and say, I smell hide burning. But notice here that he only taught those that were committed to climb. He only taught those that were committed to go the extra mile. He only taught those that were committed to climb the mountain with him. It did not say he stayed at the bottom of the mountain to teach those that were campers. It didn't say he stayed at the bottom of the mountain to teach those that were broke, busted, and disgusted. The Bible says he taught who? His climbing companions. If you want God to get involved in your life, you got to get involved in his life. Can you say amen? If you want God to bless you, you got to plant and water. If you want God to increase you, you got to plant and water. If you want God to bless you, you got to plant and water. What you do for others, God will do for you. Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands unto God. What you do for others, God will do for you. Everybody shout, I got it. There's 6 callings on your life as a believer. I want you to write this down. Number 1, as a believer, everybody shout, I'm not a camper. Come on, that won't blow the fuzz off. Shout, I'm not a camper. Shout, I'm not a quitter. Shout, I am a climber. Shout, I am a tither. I'm a soul winner. I'm a minister. In Jesus' name. Number 1, the call upon your life is to outreach. To outreach, not to come in here and sit on your what? Blessed assurance. He's called you to outreach, to go beyond the 4 walls, to be that Aaron and that her that will hold up the arms of Pastor Rocky and say, Pastor Rocky, we're going to plant, we're going to water. I'm going to invite somebody every week. You don't have to worry if they come or not. You live the increase to God. I said, you leave the increase to God. You plant, you water, and leave the salvation to God. Come on, shout yes. When you invite somebody to church, don't be sweating bullets saying, oh, what am I going to say? No, be a friendly person. Be a friendly gesture. Show the Christ that lives in you to invite them every week. Everybody shout every week. Pick out one person that comes across your path every week. Everybody shout every week. And give them, and write down the name of the address. Write down the name of the church. Write down Pastor Rocky, better than the Rocky on the movies. Come on, say amen. I mean, throw some gesture in there. So show some fun in there. Because people want to come to church and have fun. They want to come to church and feel. They don't want to go into some dead, dried up, 6-foot icicle preaching to Christianettes and bassinets. You can ice skate down the center aisle. Can you say amen? Thank God this church is a Holy Ghost church. Thank God you're a fire baptized church. Thank God you're a word of faith church. Come on, say amen. You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying, God, let the fire of the Holy Spirit begin to burn on top of Calvary New Life Fellowship. That while Pastor Rocky's preaching and teaching on Sunday morning, the fire department of Bedford is going to come rolling in the front lawn. And the fire chief is going to pull the big hoses off the truck and say, my God, I see the fire on top of Calvary New Life Fellowship. But I can't put it out, Brother David. I can't stop it because it's not the fire of man. It's not the fire. Religion or denomination, but my God is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come on, clap your hands unto God today. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Everybody shout outreach. Number two, write it down. God has called you as a believer to evangelize the lost, to evangelize those that need Jesus. There are millions across this metroplex that needs Jesus. There are millions of people across this entire metroplex of 7 million people that need the Lord. And I'm praying, God, wake us up today that when somebody comes across our pathway, just one person a week, that we'll invite them to the greatest church in America with the greatest pastor, that we'll get them and say, hey, you got to come and hear about the one that set me free, the one that delivered me from debt, the one that blessed me. His name is Jesus. Can you say amen? Everybody shout evangelize. Number three, the third calling on your life as a believer, as a minister, is to compel them to come, to get them so excited about Jesus that they would never want to stay and go to Box Springs Church. Can you say amen? Come on, say amen. They're not going to lay up on Sunday morning, but you go by and pick them up. Everybody shout, pick them up. That way you know they're coming to church. Come on, say amen. If you plant and you water, God will give the increase. If you do your part, God will give the increase. Come on, clap your hands unto God. He will bless the church. Number four, God's called you to equip others. He has blessed you to equip others. People are always watching your lifestyle at work. People are always watching your lifestyle when you're going about your business, when you're going across the metroplex, when you're walking into the school systems here. People are always walking and watching you. Walk slowly through the crowd. I said walk slowly through the crowd. You can always find a lame man sitting there asking for alms. But if you walk quickly through the crowd, you'll never notice the need. But listen to me. I'm praying, God, let us get such a heart for this metroplex that we'll invite somebody every week to this church, that God will put somebody upon your heart that we can't even sleep at night because we're going to pray and intercede and believe God for salvation. Come on, say amen. Amen. So God's called you to compel. God's called you to equip. And number five, God has called you to teach the word. Those that you come in contact with every day, you're a Bible teacher to them and you don't even know it. You're a minister to them and you don't even know it. Everybody shout, I am a minister. See, the Bible says, listen to me, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
Come on, Brother David, if you're a believer, shout yes.
Yes.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
It did not say these signs shall follow the pastor, or these signs shall follow the evangelist, or these signs shall follow the teacher, the apostle. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Everybody shout, I'm a believer. Come on, look at David, say, he's talking about me. See, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, ye shall cast out devils. In my name, ye shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Oh, well, I got to call Pastor Rocky to come lay hands on my Aunt Gertrude in the hospital. Oh, I got to get a hold of Brother Samuel and Sister Susan and get them to come to the hospital. No, the Bible says you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Come on, shout yes. Go get you a gallon of Crisco oil if you got to have a gallon. Can you say amen? In Oklahoma City, I took a gallon of Crisco oil and walked up and down the streets with the church people on Northwest 10th Street. We anointed every topless bar, every adult bookstore with gallons of Crisco. Everybody shout Crisco. They called us the Crisco Kid. Can you say amen? That year, we closed down the Red Dog Saloon. We closed down 80% of all the topless bars and adult bookstores in Oklahoma City. Come on, clap your hands unto God. These signs shall follow them that believe. Get you a bottle of olive oil. Go to the Kroger's. Go to Tom Thumb. Go to Walmart. Don't leave home without it.
Amen.
Don't leave home without a bottle of what? Olive oil. Because you never know when you're going to come across somebody who needs a healing. Come on, I'll be set free.
Yes.
One man said, I done come through the prayer line. Told Brother Shambach, R.W. Shambach, I done come through the prayer line. Every time you come to town and I hadn't been healed, Brother Shambach said, get your hide back through here until I rub you bald headed, but you're going to be healed. Can you say amen? Come on, Brother Randy, say amen. Everybody shout yes. Everybody shout yes. God's called you, number six, to disciple. to train, to let your life be an example that they can follow you as you follow Christ. Can you say amen? There's four things, four concerns I have in the church. As an evangelist for 31 years, preaching in over 2,000 churches, there's four things I see across this nation that's alarming to me today. Number one, worldly allurements have diminished our fear of God. Worldly allurements have diminished our fear of God. We don't fear the Lord like we used to. We don't make him the priority like we used to. Oh, well, the Lord ought to just be happy that I come to Calvary New Life on Sunday morning. He shouldn't expect me to plant and water. He shouldn't expect me to invite somebody to church. Listen, y'all have got one of the greatest Bible teachers anywhere on the planet. Give Pastor Rocky a big hand. Give him a big hand. I mean, one of the greatest. I've been on the West Coast preaching, and I'd watch this program before I go out to preach because they're 2 hours behind us. Because I love to hear this man teach. Susan, I love to hear this man teach. Brother Samuel, I love to hear your pastor teach. Brother Randy, I love to hear him teach. Brother David, I love to hear him preach. Brother Jake, you're dating his daughter, I love to hear him preach. Can you say amen? Everybody shout, I got it. Number two, who's having a good time? Shout yes. Y'all wait till tonight. Everybody shout tonight. Everybody shout round two. Look at somebody and say knockout night. Come on, look at somebody and say knockout night. Number two, the second concern I have as a soul winning church is corporate America. Corporate America mentality has replaced our faith in God. Corporate America mentality has replaced our faith. Well, if every T is not crossed and every I is not dotted, we can't do it. Well, whoever told Pastor Rocky he couldn't come to Bedford and get a beautiful facility, make it a beautiful edifice unto God. Somebody forgot to tell him he couldn't do it. Can you say amen? The little bumblebee, scientists say there's no way that little bumblebee ought to be able to fly because the body's too big, the wings are too small. But somebody forgot to tell the bumblebee. Can you say amen? I come to tell you, get your bootstraps pulled up today and say, if this pit be, let it be, but I'm going on with God. Come hell or high water, I'm going on with God. I love that song. I love that song they sung earlier. I worship you. God, I'm going to worship you in the morning time. I'm going to worship you at noontime. I'm going to worship you at nighttime. I'm going to worship you in the middle of the fire. I'm going to worship you when everything looks good. I'm going to worship you when I'm going through hell. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you when all hell is breaking loose. Come on, clap your hands unto God. Persevere today. Number three, the third concern, a spirit of familiarity has breed disrespect. A spirit of familiarity has breed disrespect. We don't respect the pulpit like we used to. We don't respect our pastor, our evangelist like we used to, because a few have fallen. A few have made mistakes. Well, he just puts his pants on like me. It's not in the pants, it's in the anointing. Can you say amen? Come on, say amen. If any spineless jellyfish, Brother David, don't make me come down there this morning, amen. If any spineless jellyfish comes in that front door and come against that man and woman of God, men, you take your coats off and repent later. Can you say amen? Ladies, you take up for your pastor. Come on, say amen. You don't let anybody come in here and sow discord in this church. You take up for the man of God. You protect the first lady of this church and tell the devil, give him an eviction notice and tell him he's got to depart the land, depart the property, because we're taking back everything the devil has stolen. Come on, clap your hands unto God today. Everybody shout, I'm ready. Come on, put your fist up. Everybody shout, I'm ready. Number four. The fourth concern I see is a soul-winning church, a church baptized with fire. The change of our lifestyle has diminished the height of the steeple. The change in our lifestyle has diminished the importance of the church. We don't serve God like we used to. I remember the day, my wife does too, when we'd go to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. And God forbid, if we have a 2-week revival, we won't miss one night. Come on, say amen. I remember falling asleep underneath the pews when I was little. Come on, say amen. I remember seeing people shout and dance until 2 a.m.
Yes.
And you go to, and you go back to, in some way, somehow, we still did good in school. Can you say amen? I'm praying, God, give us a Holy Ghost awakening here that we'll begin to serve God and praise God and thank God for all He's done for me. How can I go back on Him with all that He's done for me? He's brought us out of the miry clay. He put a ring of authority on it, a robe of royalty. You got a right to walk. You got a right to talk. You got a right to shout. You got a right to praise. Come on, shout amen. Come on, shout amen. President John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what this nation can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for this nation. And I submit to you today here at Pastor Rocky and Denise here at this great church, don't ask what Calvary New Life Fellowship can do for you, but rather ask what you can do for the church. Pastor, where can I serve? What can I be involved in? How can I tithe? How can I give? What can I do? Don't come in here and sit on your blessed assurance. God anointed you. God called you. He anointed you to be a soul winner. He anointed you to invite people to church. He anointed you to get involved in others so that God will get involved in you. Can you say amen? Come on, clap your hands unto God. God's anointed you today. Called you today. I don't know what that meant, but it felt good. Can you say amen? Everybody shout, I got it. Come on, shout, I got it. So number one, the first thing that you're not a camper. Everybody shout, I'm not a camper. You're not a pew potato Christian. You're not a cruise-matic. You cruise over here to Calvary New Life to get your blessing. Then you cruise back out of here again. We're going to cruise back in here again. Cruise back out of here. You're not a cruise-matic. Can you say amen? You're not called to camp at the bottom of the mountain. You're called to climb the mountain with God. Shout, I'm a climber. Shout, I'm a climber. Look at Pastor Rocky. Say, Pastor.
Pastor.
Come everybody, look at Pastor Rocky. Say, Pastor.
Pastor.
Say, man of God.
Man of God.
I'm not a camper. I will not sit on my blessed assurance. I'm a climber.
A
soul winner. A minister.
Minister.
I declare today.
I
come on, say it out loud. I declare today. I will invite at least one
every week.
I will plant.
I will water.
I will invite.
And
God will give the increase. Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Shout yes.
Yes.
God did not call you to be a granola bar Christian. Well, I'm just going to pitch my tent. Don't expect much out of me. Bless His holy name. Come dragging here late, leaving early. Don't get quiet on me now. Amen. Some of you looking at me like a baby calf at a new gate. Where did he come from? Come on, say amen. I know you got a tough pastor. I hear him teach and preach. Listen, he don't compromise the word. He puts the axe to the root and let the tree fall where it may. Can you say amen? Come on, shout yes. Shout yes.
Yes.
God anointed you not to camp.
Yes.
Not to sit on your blessed assurance.
Yes.
Y'all got the greatest teacher in the world. Sure, you got a full house here. But I'm praying, God, let there be 3-packed services. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
I still see a new facility going out here, 300 strong. Can you say amen? I see Gideon's 300 coming in to Calvary New Life Fellowship. Come on, clap your hands unto God. I see vision in this church. Shout,
I'm not a camper.
Come on, come on, throw your shoulders back. Pull that stomach in. Poke that chest out. Look at somebody and say,
I'm not a camper.
Come on, shout, I am a climber. Shout, I am a minister. Shout, I'm a soul winner. Number two, the second thing you're not a quitter. You're not a quitter. I love it when I come back and I see Brother Randy still here. I see Brother John still sitting on the second row. I see Sister Susan sitting next to Samuel. Can you say amen? I love coming back and seeing that Jake is still here. Can you say amen? Come on, Jake, shout yes. Ooh, I got Jake shouting back there, Denise. Amen. Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Don't quit. I don't care what hell comes your way. Don't quit. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. Don't quit. I don't care what the doctor says. I can't hear you.
Don't quit.
I don't care what the banker says.
Don't quit.
I don't care what the enemy says.
Don't quit.
I don't care what my mother-in-law says.
Don't quit.
Look at your neighbor and say, don't quit, honey.
Don't quit, honey.
I'm not a camper and I'm not a quitter. I'm going to praise him in the middle of the fire. That's what that song said. I'm going to praise him, Brother David, when all hell breaks out. I'm going to praise him when I'm on the mountaintop. I'm going to praise him, Tiffany, when everything's looking good. Oh, I forgot to introduce my family. My oldest daughter, Tiffany, and her main squeeze and only squeeze, my favorite son-in-law, because I don't have any more. Can you say amen? Tiffany and Kyle, stand up. Give them a big hand and welcome them to the greatest church in the world. Amen. Tiffany works full time at Daystar. We've been with Daystar for 38 years, and she is Rachel Lamb's personal assistant in the Lambs there. And Ashley's going to be a medical. Can you imagine a Holy Ghost cardiologist? Can you imagine a doctor working on you and speaking in tongues and shouting, dancing around? Come on, say amen. Straight A student, going to go and become a medical doctor. This is her 12th year at high school. Ashley, stand up here and give her a big hand. Ashley, doesn't she look good? My one and only wife, my one and only main squeeze. We've been married for almost 27 years. Somebody says, Lowell, how do you know it's God's will that you marry Lisa? Well, when I met her, Denise, I think I told y'all this before, we went to the Price is Right game show when we were dating. And I was sitting on the back row. I said, Lord, if you want me to marry this woman, let them call her name out to come on down. Amen. Don't laugh too hard. Lo and behold, she was the second person they called out. She got up on the stage that day and she won the entire showcase on the Price is Right game show with Bob Barker. Can you say amen? Lisa, stand up. Stand up. Give my wife a big hand. Amen. My middle daughter, Cassidy, was not able to be here, but she sends her greetings. She'll come next time I come. But everybody shout, I'm not a quitter. Shout, I'm not a camper. There's four reasons you can't quit. Write it down. There's four reasons you cannot sit on your blessed assurance. There's four reasons why you can't go out there and at least invite how many every week? How many? Are you going to beat them over the head with the Bible? Are you going to try to lead them through the sinner's prayer? No. You're going to simply invite them to church. Everybody shout, I will do it. Come on, shout, I will do it. Number one, I can't quit because I made a promise to God. I can't quit. Why? Because I made a promise to God. It's a matter of personal integrity. I can't quit. I said, I can't quit. Sure, I could have pitched in the towel many times. But I can't quit. Everybody shout, I can't quit. I can't quit because God made a promise to me. I can't quit because why? God made a promise to me. It's a matter of God's integrity. I can't quit. I can't quit, number three, because to quit would be an act of ingratitude. I can't quit because to quit would be an act of ingratitude. How can I quit after all he's done for me? He's brought you out of the miry clay. He set your foot on the rock to stay. He's brought you out of alcoholism. He's brought you out of adultery. He's brought you out of fornication. He's brought you out of sin. He's brought you out of a dark past. How can you go back on God with all that he's done for you? Can you say amen? Everybody shout, I can't quit. Come on, shout, I can't quit. I can't quit because I've yet to receive the ultimate reward. I can't quit. I said, I can't quit. Look what the Lord has done. He's healed my body. He's touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Everybody shout, I can't quit. Brother David, if you'll come begin to play very softly on the keyboard, I close with this. Number one, I'm not a camper. I'm not going to sit on my blessed assurance. I'm not going to stay at the bottom of the mountain. I'm going to be a climbing companion. I'm going to be planting and watering. How many people a week? Everybody shout one. Listen, don't get all upset if they don't come. You do your part. And let God give the increase. Come on, say amen. Number two, I can't quit. Shout, I'm not a quitter. Number three, today, you're climbers. Everybody shout, I'm a climber. God called you to walk hand in hand with Pastor Rocky. God called you to be a minister. God anointed you to be a soul winner. He anointed you to evangelize. He anointed you to walk slowly through the crowd. A climber. There's four characteristics of a climber. Everybody shout, I'm a climber. Number one, a climber has decisive action. Decisive action, unquestionable obedience to the call of God. They're not going to go to Box Springs Church on Sunday morning. Can you say amen? They're going to get their blessed assurance up and get in the Lord's house. Can you say amen? Come on, shout yes. Unquestionable obedience. When God speaks a word, you're to obey the leading of the Lord. Number two, determination. Determination, a made up mind, is a battle already won. Pastor Rocky, what can I do at Calvary New Life Fellowship? Where can I be involved? What can I put my hands to as a plow and not turn back but serve God here at one of the greatest churches in America? What can I be involved in? Go to Brother David. Brother David, what can I do? Sister Jessica, what can I do to serve? Because God's called you. Determination. Number three, discipline. Discipline. A climber has discipline. Their priorities are in order. They tithe. They don't tip. They don't take. They tithe. Ask not what Calvary New Life Fellowship can do for you. But what did I say? Ask what you can do for the church. Can you say amen? Don't come in here and just cruise in and cruise out. You're not a cruismatic. Can you say amen? What's a granola bar Christian? A what? Nut, fruit, and flake. Everybody shout, I'm no granola bar. Shout, I am a climber. Come on, shout, I am a climber. Number four, diligent. Diligent. Never quitting. Never giving up. Never throwing in the towel. Never going back on God, but putting Him first in all that you do. Four militants that I want you to write down. Number one, a climber thinks militantly. A climber, a soul winner, a minister, they think militantly. Let this mind of Christ be in you today. Everybody lay your hands on your forehead. Lay your hands up. Say, Father, renew my mind. I will think militantly. The thoughts of God. I am a climber. I'm not a camper. I'm not a quitter. I will think militantly. Number two, a climber talks militantly. Talk militantly. Everybody grab your tongue. Come on, grab your tongue. If your neighbor's not doing it, grab it for him. Come on, grab your tongue. Everybody say tongue. Line up to the word. Line up to the word. Talk militantly. Speak militantly. Declare the works of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Talk militantly. Don't come dragging in here on Sunday morning. Oh, Arthur got a hold of me. Arthritis. Oh, Bertha got a hold of me. Bursitis. I never heard the song when the saints go crawling in. Whew, the only song I know, it's when the saints go marching in. You come in that front door, you grab your usher, grab Brother Randy, spin him around. Say, Brother Randy, I'm ready to have church. Can you say amen? Say, I'm ready to run the devil out of Hearst. I'm ready to run the devil out of Bedford, the devil out of Euless. I'm ready to take back everything the devil has stolen. Can you say amen? Talk militantly. Number three, as a climber, pray militantly. Pray militantly. Not some case, sarah, sarah, whatever it will be. Pray. Pray. Like everything depends on you. Every person you invite to church, write their name down and put it in the back of your Bible. Listen to me. If you get involved in their life, God will get involved in your life. Write their name in the back of your Bible. Keep a list for 2020. I want to challenge you. The back of your Bible, the last page you can write on, put 2020. And every week, everybody say every week. When you invite a waiter, invite a waitress, a bank teller, a doctor, a taxi cab driver, a Uber driver, write their name down. Put it in the back of your Bible and every day pray over those names. Because you planted, you watered, God will give the increase. Come on, shout hallelujah. By the end of next year, when I come back, if he invites me back, I'm going to ask to let me see the back of your Bible and see who has names written there. At least how many? 52. Everybody say 52. And you're going to lay hands on those names every day and say, God, give us the increase. I planted, I watered. We want to see the increase. Can you say amen? Number four, give militantly. Not one of the 20% that are sitting on the, not the 80% that don't tithe, but the 100% that say, God, I'm going to be the 100%. Not just 20% tithers, 100%. Not just 20% that are involved, 100%. Not just 20% that invite people to church, 100%. Shout, I'm not a camper. Shout, I'm not a quitter. Shout, I am a climber. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, I thank you for the anointing today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You're here today. You say, Brother Mims, on this Sunday morning, I want the sin washed away. I want the blood of the Lamb to cleanse me today. I want to be a part of this army. I want God to save my family this year. I want God to save my children this year. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You're here today. You say, Brother Mims, there's mistakes in my life, but I want the slate wiped clean today. For perfect 2020 vision for year 2020, today is my day. Tonight at 6 o'clock is my night for breakthrough. I will be debt free. I will walk in divine health. I will declare the works of the Lord across this metroplex. I will write down a name every week that I've invited, gently invited to church, and pray over those names every day in the back of my Bible for the year 2020. That God, you will give us an increase. That God will believe for a harvest. That if we plant, we water. God, you will give the increase. That if we offer the invitation, if we plant, we water. God, you will give the increase. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You're here today and you say, Brother Mims, pray for me today. I want the sin washed away. I want the blood of the Lamb to cleanse me today. I want God to use my life. Ought to be 100% to say, whatever it takes, I want to be that climber today. I want to be that committed climbing companion with Pastor Rocky, that I'll go the extra mile, that I won't come and sit on my blessed assurance, but I'll be involved at church. I'll be that 100% here, that this will be one of the few churches in America where 100% tithers, 100% givers, 100% those that are actively engaged at church being involved in ministry. If you're here today and you have family members, you want God to save them this year. This year, you want them to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. You're tired of the sin business. You're tired of playing games. You want everything God's got for you. If that's your prayer today and you want everything God's got for you, you want that double portion. When I lay hands on you at 6 o'clock tonight, you don't want anything to muddy the water between me and you and God. You want God's anointing, God's blessing upon your life, God's favor upon your life. If that's your prayer, every head bowed, every eye closed, you want to see the sin eradicated today. You want the blood of the Lamb to cleanse you. You want to see your family saved this year. You're going to stand in the gap to believe for household salvation. You want everything God's got for you. You want that double portion. You want that anointing. Lift that hand towards the Lord today and say, I want everything God's got for me. Lift that hand up. Ought to be 100%. I want everything God's got for me today. I want that double portion today. I want to see my family saved this year. Ought to be 100%. Lift that hand up and say, I want everything God's got for me. I don't want to be a quitter. I don't want to be a camper, but I want to be a climber today. A minister of the gospel, a believer of Jesus Christ. Lift that hand towards the Lord. Hands are going up all over this church today. Rababasando robosata. Lift that hand towards the Lord. I'm not going to quit. I can't quit today. I can't throw in the towel. I'm going to be everything God's called me to be. Lift that hand up. Hands are going up all over the church. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want everybody that lifted your hand. I want you to softly stand. Stand with me all over the church. Ought to be 100%. Come on, stand with me all over the church and lift those hands towards the Lord. Come on, lift those hands as lightning rods unto God, saying, God, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to say. I'm not going to camp. I'm not going to sit here till we die. But God, I'm going to engage. I'm going to enlist in the army of God today to not ask what the church can do for me, but rather ask what I can do for the church. Today, that I will be that Aaron, that her, that will stand with Pastor Rocky and Denise to see that greater works will take place, that greater works will take place. I want those that are standing, I want everybody to come and press your way in around the altar. Come quickly, everybody come from all over the church. Just line up across the down the aisles and come and press your way in around the altar today. Lift your hands towards the Lord. Come on, lift your hands towards the Lord. I feel such an anointing upon this message today. Not just to come and preach a sermon, but God gave me a word today for this. this church. Lift your hands toward the Lord. He's called you to evangelize. He's called you to outreach. He's called you to teach. He's called you to disciple. He's called you to go beyond the four walls of this church. He's called you to be an Aaron in a herd, to lift your pastor's arms up in the time of battle and say, Pastor, the best is yet to come. I'm going to be involved in church. I'm going to invite at least one person to church every week. I'm going to write their names in the back of my Bible and put year 2020 at the top and lay hands on that page every day during my prayer time and believe God for the increase for the kingdom of God. Say this prayer with me out loud. Come on, lift your hands towards the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lift your hand towards the Lord. Say this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it out loud. Father, in the name of Jesus. On this Sunday morning, I repent of every sin. I'm not a camper. I'm not a camper. I'm not a quitter. I repent today. I will not sit on my blessed assurance. I enlist in the army of God. I am a minister. I am a climber. I'm called, anointed. Divine favor is upon my life. I will plant. I will water. God will give the increase. I commit today. I commit today. Every week, I will invite at least one. I will write their name in the back of my Bible with 2020 at the top. I will pray over that list every day for God to give the harvest, for God to give the increase. I declare today, it is done. I am a climber, called of God, anointed of God, in Jesus' name. It is done. Amen. Come on, clap your hands unto God today. Come on, don't pat the cake. It's done. I said it's done. I said it's done, Brother David. Korobo sanda rababasata. I said it's done in the name of Jesus. Who's felt the power of God? Shout yes.
Yes.
Who feels you're armed and dangerous?
Yes.
Who feels you got the power of God?
Yes.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Who feels you're anointed?
Yes.
Who's ready to take over?
Yes.
Who's ready to help Pastor Rocky?
Yes.
Who's ready to be a minister?
Yes.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Look at me just for a moment. Look up here. I don't care what you got to cancel tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
Everybody shout 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Shout round two.
Round two.
Look at somebody next to you and say, I wouldn't miss it for anything. What four things you're going to do? Number one, bring what? The sick. Everybody say the sick.
Sick.
Number two, everybody say my bills.
Bills.
Who wants to be the biggest tither in this church? Bring your bills tonight. Everybody shout tonight. I'm going to anoint them with oil. We're going to clear your household debt free. Number three, your children, your grandchildren. Who wants to see generation curses broken tonight? Who wants to see them serve God all the days of their life? Get them in here tonight. Everybody shout tonight. Number four, bring shoes, socks, pillowcases, aprons, handkerchiefs. We're going to anoint them with oil. If your husband ain't saved, put those anointed bed sheets on tomorrow. Anointed tonight. Can you say amen? We're going to put oil everywhere. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
When they wake up in the middle of the night and say, honey, I smell something on fire, say, go back to bed. That's the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Give your sons a new pair of socks. Go by and get some socks and bring them tonight and let me anoint them. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout yes.
Yes.
We're going to see the hand of God activated over this church tonight. Everybody shout tonight.
Tonight.
Now, before you go back to your seats, nobody leave. We're almost done. Ushers, lock the back doors, Brother Randy. Amen. But hug somebody before you go back to your seats. Look at them right in the eye. And this is what I want you to do. Look at them and say, I am a climber. Come on, look at them and say, I am a climber. Look at them and say, I'm a soul winner. Look and say, I am a minister. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. Nobody leave. We're almost done. God bless you today. You can be seated in the name of the Lord. Amen. Isn't God good? Everybody shout all the time. Isn't God good? Come on. Isn't God good? Who in here believes in this kind of preaching? Say amen. Who believes that God, as you give to help us preach the gospel, God will bless you? Can you say amen? I want to pray for your finances before Pastor comes. Everybody take your check, your wallet, hold it in your hand. I want to pray today before you plant a seed. Don't just plant a seed of habit just to give a little token to God. But I want the Lord to speak to your heart today on what you're to sow to help us. And Pastor's going to come as in just a moment when I pray, and he's going to exhort you today. But just hold your checkbook, your wallet in your hand. Just take it out of your purse, your back pocket. Hold it in your hand. Father, I thank you for this church. God, as they plant a seed today, believing for their harvest, their increase, for year 2020 to help us win people to you. That God, you will bless them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, as they sow a seed of breakthrough today. Lord, let them be blessed from the north, the south, the east, and the west, as they sow their seed for harvest. They sow their seed for increase. That God, when they get involved in the life of others, you will get involved in their life. That debts will be destroyed. That lack will be destroyed. That poverty will be destroyed from the seed that is planted today for souls. And we call it done in the name of the Lord. And everybody says, amen. Pastor, will you come receive this today in the name of the Lord? Amen.
If you remember back to our part one of our current financial series on wisdom equals prosperity, the very first week we talked about soil and how we're farmers. And that's really what we are. And if you're a farmer, do you want to plant in rocky soil or do you want to plant in good soil?
Good soil.
Well, this is good soil.
Amen.
You know, he asked nothing to come here. He doesn't say, yeah, I'll come if I can get this or I can get that or you'll do this or you'll do that. He comes because he feels like this is where he should be this week at this time.
Amen.
See, I understand that giving is the most powerful thing on this planet. You know, like we talked about in our offering, you know, Ruth, how did she get out of her situation? She gave. She gave of her life to stay with her mother-in-law. You know, Peter had a bad night fishing. How did he get out of that bad night of fishing? He gave his boat. How did God get out of losing man? He gave his son. I've been teaching you that if we will all do what God tells us to do, every need will be met everywhere. Yes. Sow your seed. Yes. Believe God.
Yes.
But if we sow, you sow in good soil.
That's right. Amen.
Don't ever think that the soil is not important.
Yeah.
And this is what we've been talking about. What have I told you? Never let some preacher talk you into giving. Never let some preacher tell you some sad story to get you to give. You give because your heart says give.
Yes.
And as long as we do that, every need in our families, every need in this church, every need in his ministry will be met. So as you take what you decided to give and sow into his ministry, and we'll do another offering for him tonight. If you didn't bring whatever it was, just come back. But take what you decided to give. And this is not about throwing some tip in the offering. This is about planting seed, because this has nothing to do with the tithe. The tithe money goes to the local church. This is going beyond the tithe to offerings, which is what takes you to the next level. And so don't just throw this in. We've learned. Giving is part of your worship. So when the offering plate comes by, don't just toss that thing in. You put that in as a seed sown into good soil.
Yes.
Believing God like any farmer would for a harvest.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for oil in his ministry. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing of God was here and is powerful. And tonight, Lord God, as we just take it one step further and we get rid of these generational curses and we get rid of debt and we get rid of these things, show us, Lord God, that all of these things start out with us being willing to give of our time to go get our kids or our grandkids, to give of our time to sow into good soil. I thank you, Lord God, that as we sow today, His ministry will be blessed. This church will be blessed because these people will be blessed based on giving into this soil. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are a generous people and that you have taught us to be just that. So, Father, we receive a great harvest for him and then a great harvest in return for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brother, you broke it. But we can fix it. I wouldn't want to be this thing get hit like he hits that thing. Man. Is God good?
Yes.
All the time. Just not to put a downer on this morning, but for those of you that don't know, we lost another one of God's great generals this week. Reinhard Bonnke went home to be with the Lord. Many of you probably don't know who he is, but for us, they've been in the Word of Faith message for a long time. He was a great general for God. And so we celebrate his homegoing, and we are grateful for the millions of people that came into the kingdom through his ministry. So, but his daughter posted last night, and so keep the family in prayer because we're all glad they go, but it still hurts. It's still we still have to deal with the emotion of it. So we just lift up that family and speak peace over them. In Jesus' name. And also, we have an employee in our business. If you'll keep the family prayer, the last name is Lute. Her husband, it's a young couple, both graduated from CFNI. She works for me in my business. And her husband's younger brother was in an accident this week and passed away. And so they're in Seattle with the whole family. But, I can't imagine being a parent and losing my 20-something-year-old. I just can't even comprehend that. Fortunately, they're a godly family. He was saved. So, the big deal's done. So that's okay. But if you keep their family in prayer this week, because so you got these young kids. Now, fortunately, they've been to Bible college. They know what to do. But, this is the first time they've ever had to minister in this kind of a situation. So I just speak peace over their lives and over that family, and that they would have wisdom and know how to minister love and even in this hard situation, joy into that family. Amen. Amen. So what time do we start tonight?
6 o'clock.
Now, we got empty seats here. I don't want to see any empty seats tonight. I want every seat full. Well, he says yes, but y'all ain't saying nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'll be here.
Amen.
Okay, I ain't missing out on that. Y'all blessed?
Amen.
And we will see you at 6 o'clock. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the opportunity we have had to come and just join together and hear the word of God and receive the anointing of this man. I love the anointing of God. And I love when it's imparted. And I receive it. And I pray that this congregation receives it in Jesus' name. And such is our tradition at Christmas time, you know, this isn't a funny video because normally we play, but I figured at the end of today's service, you know, probably one of the funny videos wouldn't really fit. So, but I do have a Christmas video for you, and we'll finish up with that. We'll see you guys back here at 6 o'clock. Bring your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your grandparents, your parents, whoever you got, bring them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's watch this video.
Okay, Mom. I think that's the last of the boxes out of the attic.
Oh, here it is. Honey, you want to go get the kids so they can help me set this up? Do you want to go get the kids or do you want me to?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You know, it's just funny to me that you want their help.
What's funny about me wanting to make memories with my grandchildren?
Okay. What's funny is that you never let me help set up the nativity.
You were always getting stuff all over baby Jesus.
What?
You were a messy child. You had messy hands. You got baby Jesus sticky.
Once. I got baby Jesus messy one time.
You remember that?
Remember it? You yelled at me and threw fruitcake at me.
You got peanut butter all over the camel also. But I didn't discover that 2 years later.
You threw fruitcake at me.
I hate fruitcake.
Hold on. Let me make sure I understand what's happening here, okay? You want to take what is a nightmare of a memory for me and turn it into something wonderful for my kids?
Michael, I'm sorry if you were emotionally scarred.
Emotionally scarred? I'm physically scarred. Do you know somebody else who has a fruitcake scar on their forehead?
Just stop it.
Mom, I was a kid. Kids get things messy. That's life.
The baby Jesus is a whole focal point of the nativity. Heck, he's the reason for the whole blooming season. And if you think for 1 minute you're going to touch him with your messy mess, oh, all over, you've got another thought coming, mister. Jesus didn't come down here to get messy. That wasn't very good theology, was it?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, Jesus said, you know, let the little children come to me, right? I mean, apparently he was okay with getting messy. We're the ones that dress him up, and yet he always came with the intention of getting his hands dirty.
I guess I deserve the fruitcake thrown at me now, huh?
Grandma, may I please help decorate?
Sure you can.
Is that baby Jesus?
Wait, let's get you cleaned up first. Yes, that's baby Jesus. Go ahead, you can touch him. Michael, you want to give us a hand?
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Okay, let's see what we've got. We've got a cow and a donkey and a sheep, but where's the shepherd?
Right there.
What? There he is, that's right. And where's Mary and Joseph?
Right there.
Right here, where should we put them?
In the middle.
We're dismissed.